Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And this Friday, I'm coming to you live from Monaco. I am lecturing at the AMWC, the amazing Anti-Aging World Congress that's held every year in Monaco. And this year, I'm speaking about a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. It's all about control, alt, delete, how to reset the overfilled face. And I'm really excited to talk about this. When we began as injectors and people in aesthetics taking care of faces, we learn with gel fillers. We're born into a gel filler world. We learn lips, we learn nasolabial folds, we learn baby Botox, we learn how to use the hyaluronic gel fillers, as we should. These are the fillers that are most easy to inject. They are reversible, they're adjustable, they are soft gels, they're malleable, easily palpable, and massageable. So starting out, this is a great product for us. And even as a patient starting out, the hyaluronic gel fillers are great products. These are the products that are going to give you more voluptuous lifts, soften your nasal folds, and soothe your lines. But I think as injectors, we have become a little too dependent on the gel fillers. We are sold a bill of goods by filler companies. We're told to inject them in various places, in cheeks, jawlines, under eyes, temples. I think they want us to inject them everywhere. But I think as injectors, we need to understand the properties of these gel fillers more thoroughly and more completely. If you look around you, this phenomenon that we see of overfilled faces and doughy, puffy filler faces is becoming slightly epidemic, and it truly is tarnishing the beautiful work that we can provide in aesthetics. This is scaring people. It's making them feel like they see these lioness faces and they see these grossly overfilled chipmunk cheeks, and they feel extremely worried. And the first thing everybody says when they sit in your chair is, I want to look natural. I don't want to look like I've had any work done, because all they've seen visibly is unnatural work that sticks out, that looks like work has been done. And truly the best work, you should not be able to see it. If you can see our work, it means we have not done our job. So I really want us to focus more this coming year on learning about things we can do to combat the overfilled face. So number one, improve our assessment of the full face. And look for areas of volume loss. When our clients come in and they ask us for more lips and more cheeks and more prominence of the lower face area, we need to divert their attention to areas where volume loss exists, like the temples, like the jowls, like the marionette folds, like the pre-auricular area. These are areas where volume loss is existing. We need to think about contouring bone instead of contouring subcutaneous fat pads. I think that bony contouring following the facial skeleton is such an ideal way to place filler. And I think using high G prime fillers or fillers that are calcium-based fillers, it's an excellent way to control this problem of the overfilled face. When you follow the facial skeleton that already exists, you are just harmonizing and replacing loss of facial volume, retaining facial identity, and you're not making a doughy filler face. Remember that these gel fillers, hyaluronic acid, they're so potent. They absorb 1,000 times their water weight. And I think that we have a lot of control over these fillers when they come to us in a cohesive gel form that's tightly cross-linked, that's beautifully injected slowly and precisely out of a needle. I think our results are phenomenal, and very often they're spot on. But I think we cannot control for the water retention and the long-term placement of these fillers. We don't yet have really good studies that show how long fillers truly last. What's their longevity? It's dependent on the area they're located, the motion that they're under, the pressure forces like sleep, gravity, and metabolism. How do you metabolize your fillers if you're a high volume, high energy person? So many factors go into what happens with the gel. We can only control for how we place it when it's a cohesive gel. When it breaks down, this product that absorbs 1,000 times its water weight breaks into small molecules. And then each facet of the molecule itself is hydrophilic and brings in 5 times more of that water-based retention. So the hyaluronic fragments that are created in the degradation process is something we have no idea what that's doing to the face. And I think that's what we can't control for. So that's my theory, that cohesive gels, when they're injected, are beautiful. As they break down into breakdown products, they absorb more and more water because of increased surface area exposure. It's uncontrolled exposure. We have no way to limit where it sits in the face. It results in kind of a bloated, puffy, doughy filler face look. And I think we need to revamp our thinking. This year in my practice, I really want to encourage all of my women who are, and men who are in their 40s to 50s, to think about regenerative improvements. I want to rebuild facial foundation using biostimulators and using bioregenerative therapy. And I want to create new skin, new collagen, not just fill lines and not just fill gels into old wrinkled skin that has collagen loss, structural loss, and facial foundation loss. So biostimulatory products are going to be the next wave of what you and we need to learn as injectors. And as patients, you need to start demanding this from your aesthetic provider. You can't afford to buy enough hyaluronic gel filler to keep up with the volume changes that are about to happen on the roller coaster of aging. There's literally so much volume loss that occurs. If I was to look at the temples, almost 9 to 10 cc's of facial fat can be augmented and transplanted to temples if I'm doing fat transfer. And that's a ton of filler. Who can afford 10 cc's of gel filler in each temple? We can't keep up with that. So we need to shift our focus to strategies that rebuild collagen and facial foundation. And that means PLLA or Sculptra, and that means biostimulators like Radies, calcium hydroxyapatite. These are the products, when hyperdiluted, that one provides excellent improvement in neocollagenesis. So the foundation of building new collagen is really going to transform what we do. Not only does neocollagenesis provide improved thickness of the dermis, the musculature, it improves osteogenesis, it improves the overall quality of the dermal skin. The thickening effects can be noted even 24 months after the filler placement, after the bioregenerative treatment. So when we use these products, not only do we get an immediate burst of type 1 collagen, we also get type 3 collagen, which grows and proliferates, and results can last up to 24 months for the product itself. Once that's gone, the collagenization can last 5 years or more. And how long does collagen truly last? Collagen in the scar, in your appendix scar, and your incision on your arm, it lasts forever. Those scars don't come open. This is your collagen to own. We need our patients to own their collagen and develop it and build the foundation long term. We don't want to rent our filler for a year. We want to rent to own. And your patients understand that, and I understand that, and I want to have long-term beauty without facial fullness, puffiness, and chipmunk face. We can't do that to our patients or to ourselves. If we look at this audience of injectors that are around the world, even injectors themselves are becoming slightly overfilled. Through no fault of our own, it's because I think industry and research and science need to catch up and understand better that if we take a gel and place it in the face, we can't really control the breakdown products of it. And I think the more we switch our focus to neocollagenesis and bioregenerative therapy and turning on genes and stem cell growth factors, the more we will improve the face and have a look of overall youthfulness that matches our age. We can't stop aging. We are going to age, but we can improve how we age and how we look as we age. We cannot look at like overfilled, you know, stuffed up dolls. We need to look age appropriate, harmonized and balanced and beautiful. And it's something about these biostimulators that really bring in neocollagenesis, increase circulation, increase blood flow. These bring in scavengers like macrophages that gobble up all of this hyaluronic that's deposited irregularly everywhere and really create a gorgeous appearance. So that's my message to you, injector world and patient world. Start to learn more about neocollagenesis, bioregenerative therapy, and pushing the envelope. And I want to be a leader in this field. I want to teach all of you guys the importance of bringing this into your practice. And for my dolls and patients out there, you need to bring it into your faces, because this is how we're going to look gorgeous for the long term, non-invasive, without surgery, with moderate change and overall global improvement. This is all about staying beautiful for the long haul. Remember, beauty is on the inside. It's on the inside. We're going to grow it with our foundation. That's my message. I hope you'll take it to heart. Injectors out there, learn those baby steps with your gel fillers, and then let's teach you to come on board and learn those biostimulators that are going to give you longevity in your career, your face, and your collagen. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And don't forget to learn with me at Modern Aesthetic Theory and Artistry. This is my passion project to teach injectors all around the world my techniques, my theory, my philosophy. Imagine if you had a surgeon friend who went to 25 meetings and curated all of that knowledge down into the pearls, the tips, the tricks. And let me tell you, this is how you do it. You don't have to listen to all the rest. It's all filtered down for you. Convenient, easy, you're busy. You need to learn. These are the things I'm going to teach you with Modern Aesthetic Theory. So sign up. There's a free trial. It's www.modernaesthetictheory.com. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget, beauty's on the inside, the outside, all within. Stay beautiful.